We've talked a lot about the NHL coming to Seattle, but you've got another franchise coming to Seattle for the XFL. We get a chance to speak to their commissioner and CEO. He joins us on the Venue Kings hotline. Oliver Luck is here. Oliver, how are you, sir?
Bob Groz and Tom, I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy day for new sports franchises in Seattle. It's kind of awesome to think about, you know, the NHL and then us on the heels of that.
I know it's overwhelming. We're trying to figure out what the name's going to be for the hockey team. Now we're going, oh, all right, well, what's this XFL team going to be called? What are the colors and all, you know, all that kind of important stuff. But before we get into all that, just want to get your thought on, you know, the first incarnation of the XFL. I'm curious what your impression of it was, and did they have to sell you on being involved with this version of it based on what you'd seen the first time?
So I had spent all of the 1990s in Europe running NFL Europe. I came back in 2000 with the family, including, you know, my son Andrew, and, you know, I watched a little bit of the XFL 2001. I was not impressed, to be honest with you. I didn't watch a lot of it, you know, but was not impressed with the quality of play and not impressed with sort of the sort of bravado associated, you know, with the way the game was presented. Short answer, when I started to talk to Vince about this position and the relaunch, I said, Vince, you know, it has to be done better, much better, and it has to be done, you know, sort of in a proper fashion, right? People love football. People respect football. You know, nobody wants to see football sort of diminished or demeaned, if you know what I mean. And what I liked about Vince and what I really admired is he recognized that they didn't do it very well first time around, right? You know, that's always good to see people that sort of acknowledge, yeah, we didn't do it very well, and we're going to do it totally differently this time. Oliver, I want a guy like you to run the league that, you know, knows how to sort of present it and package it and put it together, because the substance does really matter. So it did take a while for me to kind of come around and understand where Vince is this time around, what kind of a league he wanted. You know, I said to him, listen, you know, things have changed a lot in football, whether it's what we know about, you know, head trauma, you know, compared to what we knew in 2001, right? We've made a lot of progress in the last 17 years. And I think people's, you know, viewpoints of football and the NFL and college ball and high school ball and, you know, youth football, they've all changed and modified a little bit. And Vince has as well. So it did take a little bit of convincing, but I'm absolutely glad I did it, because I think this is a great opportunity to, you know, launch a league and offer good football and really appeal to folks that love the game and are willing to spend some time and effort and money and watch a little bit more football, which is really the group that we're targeting. It's that diehard, you know, passionate football fan, of which I think it appears to me there's a hell of a lot in Seattle.
Yeah, well, no doubt about that. I mean, a question I wanted to ask about Vince McMahon, though, as you're talking about him, he's an entrepreneur. He's a guy who has stuck his toe in the water of different endeavors and then kind of backed out in the past, casinos, the XFL, different things here and there. What assurances do you have from him that he's serious and he wants this thing to be around for a long time?
Well, I have no assurances other than what he's told me. But if you look at Vince, he's 73 years old. He, you know, has built a very successful publicly traded company. WWE generates close to $1 billion a year. He's amassed a remarkable fortune, you know, for a guy who did not grow up with any, you know, privilege, right? Mm-hmm. He grew up very hard scrabble. He, you know, doesn't engage in a whole bunch of hobbies. He doesn't summer in the Hamptons. He doesn't use summer as a verb, if you know what I mean. You know, he's a hard working kind of a guy. And I think he recognizes the importance of football in the fabric of American life. And I think, you know, this venture means a lot to him, obviously. He's going to remain, you know, chairman and CEO of WWE. But he really sort of, you know, convinced me about the passion and the vision that he has for this league. So, you know, I'm excited about it, and I think he's very sincere. And I think, you know, based on our business plans and what we have, that he is absolutely in it for the long haul.
It feels, Oliver, on the surface, are just, I guess, initially starting out of the gates to get people to buy in. You really have to go a long way into sort of convincing them, hey, this isn't the way it was before. Yeah, it's the same name, but everything that took place before is gone. I mean, is that fair that you got to sell this as a legitimate thing? It's not, hey, we got locker room cams with the cheerleaders and, hey, here's Rodney Dangerfield, even though he's no longer with us. I mean, you've got all those elements that existed before that I think people looked at and said, well, come on, this is a joke.
It's a fair comment. You know, I think the league missed on a lot of things back in 2001. Most importantly, the quality of the play.
Right, right.
I mean, at the end of the day, if you're going to run a football league, you have to have, you know, a quality product. You have to have, if I had to choose one word, it would be crisp, right? And we've all seen sloppy football, and I mean, it's not fun watching sloppy football, whether it's at the, you know, NFL level or, you know, college or high school. So, yes, we absolutely have our work cut out for us, no question about that. But I also think there were a handful of things that Vince actually did fairly well with the first time around. The whole Skycam concept, you know, came directly out of XFL. The idea of sideline reporters. Remember how controversial that was?
Yeah.
You know, back in 2001, you know, have media people on the sideline. My gosh, can't do that. Well, sure you can. Look at, you know, that's as common as anything nowadays. So, you know, the idea of, and this is something that fans really like, the idea of paying players a bonus, even if it's a small bonus, but a bonus for winning games. You know, fans like that because they could sort of resonate, that resonated with their own lives. Hey, I'm going to work a little bit harder if I know there's, you know, some extra money on the line. So, you know, there are some things that were done well. You know, we're going to try to obviously eliminate all that bad stuff because it really was bad. It was gimmicky and that, you know, never appealed and shouldn't appeal to folks, but eliminate the bad stuff and really try to focus on not only, you know, the good things that were done in the past, but what we can really do, you know, to modify and to change the game, to have that kind of upbeat, up-tempo game and offer a good product to football fans. It's kind of a square deal, if you know what I mean.
So the team here in Seattle is going to be playing at CenturyLink Field. What has your interaction with the Seahawks been, if any? How receptive to this are they?
So I contacted the Seahawks. In fact, I've contacted all the NFL clubs and the markets we're going to be in just with a courtesy call. You know, they've all been very, you know, supportive. I mean, you listen, talk to, you know, John Schneider, with whom I spoke. You know, talk to John on whether there needs to be another league in the spring where potentially, you know, players could play that they could scout and take a look at. And virtually every NFL personnel guy would say absolutely. You know, they all miss, you know, the league that I used to run, NFL Europe, because of the opportunity that those teams had, you know, to send players to that league and test them out. Now, we're not a developmental league. The XFL is not a developmental league for the National Football League. That's certainly not our intent. We want to sort of build a self-sustaining, business and a self-sustaining franchise. But I think nonetheless, you know, the NFL personnel folks at the team level, certainly, and at the league level to a certain degree, you know, would love to see another league be there so they can scout and see if players can be developed. You know, it's look at the Redskins and what they've had to do with, you know, Alex getting hurt, Colt McCoy getting hurt. You know, wouldn't they love to have a younger quarterback that had some experience at least playing when the bullets are flying? So that's not our intent, but we could end up, you know, sort of by almost definition be a developmental league because, you know, every league that's not the NFL is in effect a developmental league.
Oliver, what would the position of the league be on players that come with some level of baggage? And you've seen it. You brought up Washington. They just signed Foster, and that becomes a huge issue for them. A lot of blowback. Colin Kaepernick's a guy that doesn't currently have a job for various reasons. You just saw what happened with Kareem Hunt, who's currently unemployed. I mean, would these be guys you would look at, or do you draw the line somewhere with some of these players that have talent but also bring a lot of baggage? What's the position of the league there?
Well, Vince has made it pretty clear to me that he not only wants, you know, good football players, but he wants good football players that are good character guys, right? So I think we'll have absolutely a bright line and not take guys who are involved in any sort of domestic violence issues. You know, I think we'll be very careful with other folks. You know, I'm not prepared to say, you know, a misdemeanor will keep you out of the XFL. Right? Or, you know, it has to be a felony. I'm not sure we're at that point yet. But Vince has made it clear that, you know, he wants players that can, you know, can be good role models that have, you know, good character and don't have sort of a, you know, a rap, a track record of bad behavior. So, you know, that all has to get fleshed out, obviously. You know, there's lots of nuance in a lot of these areas, but certainly on the domestic violence front and, you know, Kareem Hunt, that would not be an individual that we would want in our league. And he wouldn't have an opportunity to play in our league based on at least what I understand, you know, he's done.
Last one, Oliver, here. I know you got to run. Is there an age restriction? Could players choose your league as an alternative to college?
We are not subject, as you would expect, to the NFL's collective bargaining agreement. So, yes, theoretically, we could take a high school kid. I doubt we would, right, just given the fact that, you know, it's rare that a high school kid has the physical and mental, you know, maturity to play professional football. But, you know, a player who's been in college for 1 year or perhaps 2 years, who, you know, flunks out academically or, you know, might need to, you know, feed the family. I mean, that's something that we theoretically could do. We've not established any real sort of guidelines about that, but that's something that's open to us, and we're going to take a long and hard look at that.
He is the commissioner and CEO of the XFL. He's Oliver Luck. He's spent the past few minutes with us. Hey, Oliver, thanks very much for taking a few minutes with us. We're very interested to see how this looks and how it's presented, as I'm sure you are, and hopefully we get a chance to talk again down the road.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.